Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on there, Hillman. Just because we're at a beach doesn't mean you need to take your shirt off, okay? It's the Greg Hill Road Show on WEEI.
Old Orchard Beach. They claim that this is the oldest resort community in the United States of America, Curtis.
Wow. Only when you're here.
And what a morning so far. I want to thank everybody who is here this morning and those of you who are listening or maybe even watching the show on Twitch. And you can watch the show every day on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Coming up on the show this morning, we will get to guest leads from you in about 20 minutes here at the Brunswick. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30, 1 week from today. After we get through Memorial Day weekend, it is roadshow number 4, and that is happening at the Sam Adams Tap Room at Faneuil Hall in the city, and we'll be joined by Andrew Razor Raycroft at next week's roadshow, and by Ty Law, and by the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Maura Healey.
And it'll be our first roof deck roadshow, weather permitting.
Yes, yes. Well, I think when we say, like, we passed the hump when it comes to weather, right? It's summer. No?
No, we'll still have rain days, no, stuff like that.
It was 40 degrees this morning.
I know.
Well, that's here in Maine, Shine.
I mean, it was actually very refreshing. Will Maura be bringing her own mimosas mixture? Because we are going to be at a brewery.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe they can make some kind of Maura mimosa beer or something.
Oh, good Sam point.
I have no idea. But
we should probably get on that. That's a week out.
All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com, and let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me phasing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Time now for They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where do we begin this morning, Shine?
Well, we're going to jump back all the way to pregame before last night's Celtics game. And Joe Mazzulla was asked by Gary Washburn how he has stayed level in between these games with the Heat.
Okay.
Is there something Jackson. You're doing over the last 48 hours to keep yourself away from just being consumed with this? Are you watching different movies? Are you binge? What are you doing over the last 48 hours not to be lose sleep and not be yourself in this situation?
Honestly, I met 3 girls under the age of 21 with terminal cancer. And I thought I was helping them by talking to them, and they were helping me. And so having an understanding about what life is really all about and watching a girl dying and smiling and enjoying her life, that's what it's really all about. And having that faith and understanding that. You know, the other thing is you always hear people, give glory to God and say thank you when they're holding a trophy. But you never really hear it in times like this. And so for me, it's an opportunity to just sit right where I'm at and just be faithful. That's what it's about.
Okay.
Most I've ever liked Joe Mazzulla.
Wow. It is?
Yeah. I mean, I do think that he has a point. He puts things into perspective. You know, it's not all about basketball. Obviously, that's his whole life right now. But I think going to go see three women who are dealing with something that I can't even imagine, right. He probably brings that mentality back to the locker room. I'm sure they're Celtics fans. If he's going and speaking with them, he's saying, you know, tonight we're playing for them.
Well, I was like, whoa, wait a second. You met three girls on the 21. Where's this going?
I thought it also
how the hell's this thing going?
I mean, it also helps that he's coaching for his life. Yeah. I mean, he's coaching for his job. So
when we were at Whalers, Greg, who runs Whalers, the bar in Rhode Island, was telling me, you know, you got to back off Joe a bit. He is such a devout Catholic. He's a good person, so... Sounds like it. I mean, that is incredible things to say. You know, yeah. Unfortunately,
but I don't think anybody knocks him for not being a good person.
No, I've knocked him. I said he should have been hired. But
I think it's always like, you know, like I think people have to separate when we criticize criticize athletes or you criticize. Like, you have to separate that you're criticizing them as a player, them as a coach, not as a person. You know what I mean? And I
do you do that?
Yeah, I never criticize the person.
No. I mean, do you respond when people criticize Jason Tatum? Do you respond in the same way?
No, I do respond.
I don't think you do.
No. If you want to criticize him as a basketball player, I got no issues with that.
Yeah, but you say we just criticize him because we hate him.
Yeah, as a basketball player.
I think you make it a little personal.
Well, you do, but see, there's a difference.
No.
You hate him more for the personal stuff.
No.
Here's a perfect example.
No.
People don't like Patrick Mahomes because of Patrick Mahomes' brother and his girlfriend.
True.
Wife.
So, his wife. So then they start to, the hate becomes, oh, I don't hate his performance. I just hate him because I'm jealous of what he got, or I don't like his brother, or that kind of thing. Like, I hate on Mac Jones. I don't hate on Mac Jones because of his girlfriend. He's going to Taylor Swift or something like that. Now, I think any guy going to Taylor Swift is, you know, a different conversation.
Santos listening.
We understand.
You got no balls.
Take offense to that.
Fire, boo-boo. Okay.
It seems like this is a Taylor Swift crowd. I just heard a little bit of, you know, so.
I love Wiggy this morning. He is on one.
Yes, he is.
No, I'm just, you know.
No, I just said I love it.
You know what I mean, Curtis, though? You know, people always tend to do that.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot with Brady nationally, where they're like, he's good-looking, he had a supermodel wife.
Right.
I hate that he has all these things that I wish I had.
Listen, Joe Mazzulla, at least in these last couple of games, is doing what he has to do, and that's not making a mistake that is costing them.
He's had a feel for the game. He's calling timeouts on time. He's doing things right. But as I've said all along, the coach looks brilliant when the players do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And he's taking accountability, and he is not deflecting.
Right.
He's saying, you know, I didn't have them prepared or what else. So it's been a turnaround for Joe Mazzulla.
All right, Chime, what's next?
We're going to stick with the Celtics, but we're going to go to the NBA on TNT postgame show. Kenny Smith talked about if the Heat's confidence is a bit shaken.
Do you think their confidence is shaken at this point?
No, not shaken, but stirred.
I was going to say,
not shaken, but stirred. Meaning it's stirred up. Like, you're like, okay, wait a minute. The things that we were doing pretty easily, we're not doing easily anymore, and why not? So now you have to question why not. When they won one game, you're like, they're the Boston Celtics. They were the number two seed in the NBA. Right. Of course they're going to win games, possibly. But when you lose two in a row, you're stirring it up, and like, now you have to question, and your strategy has to change from the Miami Heat side.
You'll lose two in a row.
What happened to the happy-go-lucky group of undrafted players who are playing free and easy?
Right.
And the most confident person is not the loudest. So Jimmy Butler saying we're just going to have to do this at home is showing that he is a bit rattled, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
They're clearly rattled.
And even looking at some of the players that, you know, looked really loose at the beginning of this series, whether it's Lowry last night, he like strained his neck at one point near the end of the game. He's holding it. He's looking around. They looked tired. They just looked defeated. And I think Jimmy Butler, if I'm Jason Tatum, I'm walking into the game on tomorrow night wearing a t-shirt that says we're just gonna have to do it at home.
Yeah.
Like, I would take that and run with it so hard if I'm Mazzulla and I'm Tatum and I'm Horford, all the leaders in that locker room.
All right, Chime, what's next?
Next, we're going to get to the New England Patriots. It's about time we hear from Burt Breer on why exactly the Patriots were penalized two OTAs and who is the reason for this penalty.
Yeah, and the detail I can add to that is I had just heard that basically this was offered as like sort of a voluntary session before you get your day going. So over breakfast, the offensive and defensive players had a chance to meet with Joe Judge and go over a few things special teams-wise, which, I mean, like, look, like it doesn't sound like a big deal, and it actually probably isn't a big deal in the grand scheme of things, but the optics of it for the Patriots are terrible. A, because of the year they just had on their coaching staff, and B, because it involves one of the guys who's involved with all of that.
How is Joe Judge still employed by the New England Patriots? I don't understand.
It's a great question. I don't. Does Bill owe him something? Are there photos? I don't under. What is the reason why he's still
loyalty,
there?
Man?
Okay, I have a question that very simple. In what way is Joe Judge being on the staff still in the best interest of the Patriots winning football games?
There is no way.
So everything that he is. Supposedly built this foundation for the organization the last 20 plus years is a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're loyal to Bill and you'll do anything for him, then you have a job for life. It has nothing to do whether you're good at your job. We know Joe Judge is awful at his job.
Yeah,
he's a laughingstock. He nearly ruined your quarterback. We believe, Greg, he was walking around the combine in Indianapolis telling every media member how bad Mac Jones was.
Oh, he sucks so bad.
And if it's true the Patriots were trying to shop Mac around the draft, does that benefit his value or does it hurt his value?
Now, Wiggy played the game and said this is it's a nothing burger,
not
right? Missing a couple OTAs is,
not
is in your mind, it's nothing.
And it's not Joe Judge's fault. Here's why, right? What has everybody complained about here for the last year? They complained about Cam Accord. Cam Accord sucks. The special team coach sucks. Cam, this guy should be fired.
Well, he's what another the one.
Right. So what Bill did is he took what Joe Judge was good at, and that's helping with the special teams. This is very simple. You've seen other teams do it, and they had some other things being too physical. This is very simple. This is players snitching on Bill.
Ooh,
that's what.
Snitches.
That's what it comes down to.
Snitching on Joe Judge.
In your mind,
whoever those guys that
who
are
hates
in that
Joe Judge,
Mac Jones.
No. Whoever those guys are in the special teams meeting or whatever, because it gets back. It comes back. The NFLPA has worked with the NFL or set in place. Here's the amount of time you could get. The other teams that I talked about: Cowboys, Jaguars, Washington. They got in trouble for being too physical. So what happens is somebody, you know, is butthurt because of their playing time, and they say, you know what? Hey, they're keeping us here too long.
Okay, so
they're keeping us here, and then next thing you know, here comes somebody.
Right, we got it.
But that's what it is. Don't blame Joe Judge.
I have a question for you. No, here's why you blame Joe Judge and Bill Belichick.
Why?
When you were a Patriot,
People
trusted their coaches. They didn't call their NFLPA rep and rat them out because they trusted the people charged with coaching them. The reason this happened is because Bill Belichick is too stubborn and obtuse to fire this guy, which leads to players not believing being led in the right direction, which leads them to leak information about that coach.
Why would you fire a guy who could help you with special teams?
Because he lost the confidence.
The team hates him.
No.
The entire team hates him.
No.
There's a rift in the organization.
No.
Almost specifically because of Joe Judge.
No, there's a rift in the organization because of Mac Jones and him doing his own thing and whispering and dividing that locker room. Was Joe Judge a good coach for Mac Jones? Probably not, and I'm not saying he was.
Yeah, you can leave out the probably.
And so what did Bill do? Bill took a guy. It's about loyalty, right? Bill took a guy.
Right, I thought it was about winning games.
Right, so Bill took a guy because you complain about Cam Accord sucking. So he took a guy that when Joe Judge was here as a special teams coach, their special teams was really good.
But why not just fire Cam Accord and make Joe Judge the special teams coordinator? Because Joe Judge is just like some advisor.
Because he's actually got promoted to assistant head coach.
Because what Bill is doing with Cam Accord, it's another thing. It's we all know Bill. If you're loyal to Bill.
Right,
Bill
that's my point. Thank you.
But no, the loyalty is those guys have it. The unloyal part becomes the couple of players that are too soft and sensitive because he kept you an extra 30 minutes.
I hate to call the PA. I hate to bring this up with Courtney and Chime here. Oh, Wiggy's getting a round of applause.
Hey, listen, I'm a player. But come on, dude, you calling a PA because you got to get an extra 30 minutes?
I hate to say this with Chime and Courtney here, but isn't this maybe more about this generation of player?
Preach.
No way.
Like my man said in life.
Oh, you're going to make us soft.
That's what it is. You're going to make us stick around the facility for an extra half an hour?
I don't even think it's that. It's the clear.
I got to go to TikTok and make a video.
No, they're right, Chime. It is our generation.
The Morris Smith, president of the PA.
Watch out. They cut me here. It's like the oldest guy on the roster. That was the one that called.
No, it is.
They got me here for an extra 45 minutes. Or in the Dallas situation, Mike McCarthy's
work
got us
balance.
Too physical. Yep. Call the PA.
4-day work week.
Yeah, work-life balance.
Stop it. You're trying to make the team. You're trying to get paid. You're trying to get money. But yet you – it's not like Bill's got these guys for an extra 5 hours a day and they're calling the PA. That's all on the and I'll agree that that's the difference with some of these players nowadays. They run right to the PA and they snitch. Mm-hmm. Oh, how am I supposed to – get by in class. The teacher gave me 20 minutes of homework. Man, stop it.
All right.
Don't blame Bill, Joe Judge.
Man, I'm guessing that maybe this will come up, hopefully, during a guest lead. We will get to guest leads coming up in just a little bit. Here at the Brunswick, it is Roadshow number 3 on the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back at the Brunswick. It is Roadshow number 3 in a very busy Roadshow season. And this week's Roadshow at the Brunswick, presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time, New England, and also brought to you by the Brunswick and by the Portland Sea Dogs and by Resurrection Golf and by the Sebago Brewing Company. Where we were last night, thank you. We were there early at 5 o'clock, and a ton of you came out last night. And thanks for that, and thanks for being here to watch the game last night at the Brunswick with us.
And so, we never need any gifts, but people are so kind. Rough Pines, which is a dog treat company, a guy brought me, Curtis, and Shime treats for Pudge, Harry, and Henry with their names on it.
Yes, Shime ate his last night.
I'm not a big sweet potato guy.
Shime, you're not really a big potato guy.
Just because I make bad potatoes doesn't mean I don't love eating.
Yes. All right, and quick note, I will be back here next Saturday for the 5th or 6th annual Beach Cornhole Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Mm. So we'll see you back here next Saturday for that. But right now, Jackson, I think we have an intro for guest leads, correct?
Correctamundo.
All right.
This is the Greg Hill Road Show. Time now for the guest lead.
All right. This is Curtis's baby, guest leads. Have you been happy with the guest leads so far?
Very happy.
Two road shows into it? Yeah?
Okay. I mean, I don't have a lot of good ideas, so I put this at the top of the list.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get it going here, and you have a minute or so thereabouts. What is your name, sir?
Lou.
Hold on. We got to turn Lou's microphone on. That would help. Lou, good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
We can't hear it on the actually on the air, Griff.
Okay.
Hello. Oh, you can hear it on the air. Okay,
we can't hear it in our headsets.
Okay, we can't hear it in our headsets, which will be difficult, but maybe you could.
Jackson, can you sign it back to us?
Let's try again, maybe.
All right, I'm Lou.
Okay.
Thank you so much for doing this. It's so cool to see you live. I'm a big fan of the show. Wiggy, I'm with you. I'm in Bill, I trust. If he wants Joe Judge there, that's where he should be. Greg, I'm also on Mac Island with you, buddy. So my lead is my beloved Patriots are going to win the AFC East this year.
Good God.
Oh.
Wow.
Dear God.
That's a diehard fan.
I know.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I can tell
we're in Maine.
I don't know. I mean, I there are some that agree with you, but that is a bold statement right there. That's a hot take.
So I was listening a couple Saturdays ago. I heard that Ken made a similar statement, and Curtis, you offered to bet him.
Yeah.
So what I did, I've brought a check for $100, Greg Hill Foundation, made out today. In the unlikely event that they don't win the AFC East, I've paid my bet.
All right.
Oh, what a guy.
But if they do, you have to match it.
Oh.
You got it.
All right.
Oh, I like it.
All right.
I like it. Yeah. Good lead.
Just a brief correction. Curtis's dad has to match.
Oh, yes. Details.
All right. Excellent. Pretty good lead. All right. Let's see who is up next here.
Sorry, Dad.
Hey, I'm Ben.
Ben.
So, Wiggy, we definitely get a lot of rats going on in the Patriots organization. Something's happening there. Mm-hmm. But my main lead is this weekend, no matter what beer you're drinking, what drinks you're drinking, what burger, dog, lobster, steak, whatever you're doing with your family, your friends, remember what this holiday is about, Memorial Day. Remember the ones that couldn't make it back home who fought for us, the POWs. That's what this weekend's all about. We're also very lucky and fortunate. I feel full of gratitude. I feel very rich with love in my life, and I'm very happy to be here with you guys today. Just don't forget what Memorial Day is about. You know, let's remember all the ones who sacrificed everything.
Unbelievable.
Lead muffin.
Lead muffin.
Lead breakfast sandwich.
Well, yes. Cinnamon bun.
How many of those have you put down so far, Sean?
Just the one. I'm heavily debating it in a second.
It's the bread man. I'm telling you, the bread really makes so those. Good.
There's an egg shortage.
Yes, sir.
How you guys doing? My name's Jeff.
Jeff.
First of all, thanks for doing this. Second year in a row that I've been here. Big fan. Lou's going to hate my lead because I think if we're going to be dealing with these Patriots, I think a clean sweep is needed. And I thought this for the last couple of years. As soon as Brady left, I feel like we needed to switch the whole culture or whatever with the Patriots, bring in all new coaching staff. Sorry, Bill.
Including Bill.
I feel like we made our deal with the devil. Wow. We got 20 great years, but it's time for a change. And you know, not too many claps on that one, but that's just how I feel about it.
You have to tell me who's a better option.
See, that's the thing. I'm not really sure, but let's just bring in some new blood, some young coaches.
Oh, yeah. All right, he wants to see the young coaches.
I have the easy solution to this. Uh-huh. Kyle Shanahan's going to get canned from the 49ers this year because they're not going to make the playoffs again. He comes in, new Patriots head coach, everybody wins.
I'd be good with that.
Here's where I agree with what you're saying in some part. It's that Bill has conducted business like Brady's still here.
Yes, exactly.
So they needed to shift their roster building to do what the Dolphins did, to elevate the quarterback that prior years didn't need to be elevated.
Yeah, and possibly just follow the other trends of the league that's going on, high-powered offenses and fun football.
Right, maybe don't invest in special teams when it's now been totally irrelevant with the new rules that have been implemented in the NFL. So
special teams now. I heard this argument all day yesterday. Why are they even spending any time on special teams?
What do you do on special teams anymore?
Just because they
you can fair catch it
they
anywhere.
They changed one rule when it came.
It's kind of the rule.
I mean, Wiggy,
you lost to the Jets on special teams last year.
No, you beat the Jets. Excuse me,
that's what I meant. You beat the Jets on special teams walk off. So I see. I don't necessarily agree with him, but I will say this. You are going to come to a crossroads next year, if the now, I would love to see the Patriots win the AFC East, but you know, and hey, whatever you're drinking, pass me some of that. But I don't know. You're going to have to make a decision. Robert's going to have to make a decision, because we talked about this with the whole OTA thing. These are players going and snitching on the coach. Is Bill's way of doing things outdated, or has he lost the respect level from the players? Because a lot of these guys are like, well, I won around when you won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So is it now time for Robert to go, maybe we need a younger coach that can be more relatable to these players, because these players are going snitching on them?
Well, that's what it's clear, I guess, that somebody or somebodies narked him out.
Yes.
And that's an issue.
Right.
But I think the issue is on the player or players, not on Bill.
But doesn't that indicate like a clear divide, right? There's clearly at least some group or at least a few players that don't, whether it's feel like
Mac's not the guy,
the right way, Mac's not the guy, or Mac is the guy, and so they're anti-Belichick for that. For whatever reason, there's a divide there that needs to be cleared. Whether it's getting rid of Belichick or getting rid of that group of players, one or the other has to happen.
And Wiggy, you cited it recently, the 2009 Football Life documentary.
Yep.
Monday night at the Superdome, they're getting blown out by Drew Brees and the Saints, and Brady and Bill are talking, and Bill says, I just can't get through to these guys. Well, now that's the entire roster. It's the quarterback. It's players and special teams. And Bill's greatest strength was the fact that he was game plan specific. He evolved every year. He met the needs of his team. He's no longer doing any of those things.
All right, we continue with guest leads. And you, sir, are up next. What's your name?
My name is Adam.
Adam?
Thank you all for being here. Love the show. Listen every morning.
Thank you, Adam.
Just want to bring up one point. Roger Goodell no longer has a house in Scarborough.
Son of... What happened? Couldn't pay the mortgage?
So
couldn't pay
much.
The mortgage anymore? What happened to him?
He didn't even last 2 years.
Yeah.
The locals weren't so friendly to him after the late game.
Yeah.
All those things.
Yeah.
And to the point where a guy hired a plane on 4th of July, towing a banner, and flew by his house all day saying, Roger, we don't want you. Go home.
Oh.
The house was on the market 2 months later, and he was gone.
Yeah. All right. That's a win for Scarborough. Yeah.
Good lead.
That's
Scarborough,
it's a win. It's a win for Scarborough. All right, it looks like we got another guest lead. You are?
Hey, I'm Mark. I'm here from Saco, Maine. Thanks for coming to Brunswick. Second year in a row for me.
Awesome.
I want to talk about the future Celtics. We got two guys that are on all NBA team, right? Supermax contracts coming up. I mean, what are your thoughts? My thoughts here is the Celtics can't afford two Supermax contracts, no matter whether Brown wants to stay here or doesn't want to stay here. I think personally, he doesn't want to stay here because he wants to be the guy. He wants to be the guy on another team. He doesn't want to be the second fiddle to Tatum. So to me, I mean, the Celtics are going to want to pay that huge luxury tax, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, right now they're $6 million, okay? The Warriors are the top of the luxury tax, $265 million this year. I mean, how much are the Celtics going to want to pay in the luxury tax market to hold on to a guy who doesn't want to really be here?
Well, I think Wick said on this show that that didn't matter to him. Did he not?
Yeah, he did say that.
He said he could even afford three max guys. But I do agree, though, why would you invest into Brown when you weren't 100% sure that he wants to be here? Or why would you invest in Brown and Tatum knowing that these guys don't have that on-court synergy that you're looking for? I think what you ultimately do is you sign Tatum to a max, you sign Brown to a max, but it's a sign and trade, and then you go get that guy that you can pair with Tatum, and you build that team. Tatum, who I know there's been like Damian Lillard, but whoever that guy is.
But you have to keep him for a year. I found that out recently when I was speculating on this. You have to have Tatum with the team for a year after he signs the Supermax.
You mean Brown.
I'm sorry. You have to have Jaylen Brown with the team for a year after he signs the Supermax.
Or could you sign him? Because if his Supermax is summer 2024, could you trade him before then?
I will look into that.
Right. Yeah. So, but I agree with you. These guys, and that's why I said when you go, even if they win a championship, that's just more fuel. And Shine brought up a great point. That's just more fuel to the fire of Brown going, A, I'm either on his level, or B, they have said this is Tatum's team, and Brown is now all right, where am
Wiggy,
I?
Wiggy, he can say what he wants, but hasn't he shown you this series in particular that he's not on that level?
But that's exactly why you trade him, right, in the offseason?
Yes.
That's why you build everything around Jason Tatum, because, like, Tatum is the closest thing to LeBron that you're going to be able to find in the NBA. The way he facilitates, the way he can score, the way he rebounds, all of it. He can do literally everything, and so you have to just build around this one guy. He's clearly the more talented.
Pretty good guest lead.
Yeah. The other thing with building that depth of the roster, I mean, obviously the Celtics have the the deepest roster in the NBA.
Yeah.
If you want to continue that, I mean, obviously Tatum could throw 40 a night with some other guy on the side of him that throws in another 15 or 20 a night, whatever it is. But you know, that second unit that comes on the floor, you want them to continue to do what they're doing now. I mean, if you have two guys super max and then the second team can't do anything in the second quarter or, you know, throughout the game, it ain't probably going to matter.
Thanks for being here. I want you on record. Are they going to do it? Are they going to make history?
I really think they can. I mean, I think they play well on the road. And I think Missoula is going to – not Missoula, but I think Tatum and the team's going to be up for this. And when they come back to the Garden, I think it's going to be a raucous. I really think they could probably do it.
All right. Round of applause for guest leads.
Good guest leads.
Curtis, you did it again.
Oh, thanks, really. Greg.
Best ones we've had.
I had a one-liner about doing well on the road, but I didn't do it.
All right.
Self-control.
What time? Five questions at 8:30?
Well, it's Jackson has it, so maybe
okay.
Tuesday.
All right. Okay. All right, we'll get to Courtney in the news next. We are at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. Roadshow number 3 on a beautiful Friday before a long weekend. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for
people who have lost faith in the T. I tell them, stay tuned, right?
The news.
If we lose faith, then why are we even trying?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Might be a private you know how they have the private people that go?
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Silicon Valley
on WEEI.
Is such a woman of the people.
Oh.
You were out mingling, photo ops, kissing babies, all that, but you're
some
back.
Some of the nicest back. People of all time, really.
Yes, truly.
Yep.
Truly.
Yep.
Where do you rank this roadshow? I mean, it's early.
This roadshow has taken the cake.
It has
yeah,
so far?
Yeah, this has been very, very good. Whether it's the leads, the people last night, and the people that showed up at the first thing before I even got here this morning, there were people already in here. And to see people stay out very late and then wake up very early
yes,
and not miss
yes.
a beat is always shocking to
yes,
me.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. it is. All right, let's get to today's news.
Well, the California Powerball winner, Edwin Castro, he won the $2 billion jackpot last year. He was served legal papers at his $25.5 million Hollywood Hills estate in a suit claiming that he actually stole that winning ticket.
Really?
Wow. Yep. Another guy, Jose Rivera, claims that he actually bought the ticket and Edwin stole it from him. Now, he doesn't explain how the theft took place, only that it was all caught on surveillance camera.
Huh.
So the lottery has taken that surveillance footage. They're looking into it, but this is going to get a bit nasty, and
yeah.
he probably won't be able to afford that $25.5 million house.
yeah.
Seven bedrooms and a spa.
When did he win?
Last year, May.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So what happened between then and now?
Well, so I guess it's been an ongoing thing. The story's really weird because Jose, who said that he initially bought the ticket, isn't giving details on how it ended up in Edwin's hands.
Right.
But then he goes on to say, well, he said he lost it.
Oh.
So they've had contact since.
Huh.
Very weird.
Okay.
Yep. The friends of the program, or friend of the program, billionaire Rob Hale, one of Greg's very good friends, a very unbelievable guy, we can all say that, is giving back once again. This time, it was the entire 2023 graduating class from UMass Boston. He gave each graduate $1,000 to get their post-grad life started.
What a great guy he is.
Yeah.
Curtis says it all the time. He's our host when we go and get our heads shaved at Granite. Courtney, you did it this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's an owner of the Celtics, and so he gave every graduate
$1,000. $1,000. We can hear what he had to say to the graduating class.
For us, the greatest joys we've had in our life have been the gift of giving. So each of you is getting $1,000 cash.
Not bad.
How many of them still have it this morning?
Would you guess?
Probably not many, but yeah. UMass Boston usually graduates around 4,000 kids. So
yeah.
that's incredible.
All right.
But the thing about him is that we never hear about him because
mm-hmm.
he's quiet, unassuming. And he did a thing last year where every week he gave $1 million to a different charitable.
I think it was every month.
Every month.
He gave $1 million to a different charity.
So $12 million in 1 year just to random organizations that need help that you never hear about.
Not bad.
Awesome guy. Big listener of the show.
Yep.
All right. What else?
Ooh, we're going back to the Brian Koberger of it all. The parents of Koberger have been subpoenaed to testify before a Monroe County, Pennsylvania investigative grand jury in the investigation into the disappearance of a 45-year-old woman, Dana Smithers, back in May of 2022. So if you're not very familiar with the case, if you just know the name Brian Koberger, he is the guy who is accused of murdering the four Idaho University students back in November. He's from Monroe County, Pennsylvania, where this 45-year-old woman went missing. Her remains were found just last month, so they opened up this cold case of a disappearance. The connection, though, was made by online sleuths.
Ugh, body moving.
Yep.
Those people.
Oh, the best.
The online sleuths.
Crowd sleuth.
It was probably Courtney.
Ruthie Sleuthy.
It probably was. It was Ruthie Sleuthy.
Yeah.
So they just basically, because there's a murder nearby, they're now taking credit for pinning it on him.
Well, because a lot of the investigators involved in the Idaho case are saying that this doesn't seem to be a one-off. This doesn't seem like a guy who just snapped one day. It seems like serial killer vibes. So they're looking back into many disappearances in Pennsylvania or, cold cases to see if he has any connection. Sources close to it say that his alibi is pretty tight, but we shall see.
All right.
Nearly four dozen confirmed cases of salmonella poisoning have been linked to the Los Amigos restaurant in Brighton. I don't know if anybody on this panel has ever been to Los Amigos.
Nope. No. I eat there all the time. This scares the hell out of me.
Oh, Jackson. Of course you do. Well, unfortunately, Jackson, you won't be eating there very soon because their location in Brighton and the one in West Roxbury have been ordered to shut down by city officials. We can hear from one of the customers who unfortunately got sick.
And so Saturday, I ended up having a pretty severe headache. I figured from dehydration, so I checked in to an urgent care to get an IV.
Have you been sick like this before? Have you ever had?
I would never experience anything like this before.
Bubble guts.
The squeaky deekies. That fajita hit different.
That's what happened at the Chipotle near BC with the basketball team, right?
Yeah.
That was salmonella.
You got to make sure you cook that chicken.
Yeah. Right.
Was that the BC season where the guy said his highlight was lunch?
Yes. Dennis. He was such a sweet boy.
Time for a rebranding over there at Los Amigos.
Under new management.
All right.
And we're going to stay in the food industry in Boston. Another bad story. Chinatown's Dumpling Cafe, famous place, has been shut down temporarily for health code violations. On Monday, the inspection found produce in an old chicken box that could have been contaminated, whatever that means, a broken hot water tank, and dead rats under the dishwasher. They did pass an inspection back in February, but they have to close for a little bit until they figure it out.
And I love the dumplings, too.
I was just going to say, I think dumplings have to be like a top five food of all.
I love the dumplings.
When do you try the rat dumplings on Fridays?
As long as they got some Peking sauce.
Wiggy, you got to try. Trader Joe's has a soup dumpling that you just pop in the microwave. They are
But
delicious.
I like the little, see, the dumplings, you got to fry them because I need that little
pan
crisp.
Fry, yep. Got
you got to fry them because they got to have that nice little crisp to them. And then it's all about that Peking sauce.
I'm going to take you to my dumpling spot. I got a guy.
I love it.
I got a guy.
Some good chicken or pork dumplings.
Don't choke on them.
They go down smooth.
The Animal Rescue League of Boston is hoping someone will recognize a guy who was seen on surveillance video dumping a cat in a box along Beacon Street in front of Fisher College. The cat was in the box for 14 hours before somebody found them. The cat is recovering, has been named Fish.
Who names a cat Fish?
Well, because it was outside Fisher College, Fish. The man is facing, of course, charges of animal abuse and neglect, which is punishable up to 7 years in jail and $5,000. He should have to serve every year in jail for that.
Just call him Catfish.
It's actually a great call.
Wiggy.
Yeah, Wiggy, that was very good.
Way to go, Big Jack.
Yeah, that was good.
Give me my rim shot.
Yep.
Hey, you can use the right word.
Anything else?
Well, Cambridge is offering $200 grants for residents to host block parties to bring the community together.
All right.
So permits to shut down the street used to cost a neighbor money.
Right.
But now they're going to be free.
Why do you think, Courtney?
Because they want people together after COVID.
Nope, they don't want people driving in Cambridge, so they shut down roads for free now.
I kind of like this idea.
Oh, it's nothing better than a good block party.
Yeah. The best.
Nothing better. DJ barbecue.
I'm sure Cambridge has awesome block parties.
They do.
Vegan burgers and complaining constantly.
Okay, does the...
I'd rather be shot in the head.
Oh, my God.
Does the government have to pay for everything for everybody now?
No, just for people in Cambridge because that's their constituents.
So they're paying people to hold a block party.
Yeah.
And they have the money for it.
Yep, $200.
Okay.
That'll go towards the hot dogs or hamburgers or maybe a
keg. So if I can have a block party every day, I can make a good piece of money.
That is true.
You know?
But you need 25% of your neighbors to co-sign that they want this block party to happen.
Okay.
We can hear from some Cambridge residents.
Coming out of COVID, we felt like so many communal ties had been broken. And while they're starting to mend, we felt like, hey, we can really accelerate this and, you know, get our neighbors out, get our whole community together.
Folks are really hungry for social connection and in-person human connection.
I love this so much. I love the people that were speaking told everybody to separate for 3 years, and now they're bemoaning the separation.
They want to get back together. I'm all for it.
Did they just end COVID in Cambridge, or is it still going on?
It's still going on. So basically, we're having a party, and the city is paying for it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Millionaire's tax at work.
All right. Courtney, great job. Doesn't she do a great job on the news every day?
You guys are too nice.
You're just saying that because her parents are here.
Yeah.
Courtney's parents are here.
Yep, they finally showed up. They're over there with John Egan.
All right, we will take a quick break. We are at the Brunswick and Old Orchard Beach. It is roadshow number 3 on the Friday before Memorial Day, and it is brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.